It's now my pleasure to introduce to you T. Allen Russell. Allen is chairman of the board of Liberty Fund. In earlier days, he was a controller in one of Peer Goodrich's many corporations, and since then has gone on to a very distinguished career in business, Illinois cereal mills, and is a civic leader in Paris, Illinois. Allen will introduce the keynote speaker for the evening.
In the Liberty Fund tradition, I will try to get back on schedule. Your program tonight calls for Charles King to be up here, and Charles had a change in schedule. I'm not Charles King, but we both share the problem being gravitationally disadvantaged. Also on the attendance list, you'll see the name of Enid Goodrich, Pierce, spouse and widow, and she's going to be unable to join us tomorrow, although she had looked forward to attending some of the sessions. So it's my job to introduce Bill Allen, as I understand from talking to Bill that most of you know him better than I do, so I won't take a long time. You very well know he's a distinguished scholar. But in this high-tech world of ours, I was given Bill's Vita. He needs to put it on a CD-ROM with a hyper search to get through it. And I understand I only got about half of it, so Bill, that's something for you to consider. But turning a little bit more seriously so I can prepare the stage for Bill to make some remarks. Bill's background includes being a graduate of Pepperdine College and got his doctorate from Claremont Graduate School. He was appointed to the government department at Harvey Mudd College in 1972, visiting tutor at St. John's College, Graduate Institute in Liberal Education. He left Harvey Mudd as professor of government to become dean of the James Madison College, Michigan State University in 1992, and he's a trustee of the Hoover Institution. He's a former school board member in Claremont, California, and a candidate in the Republican primary for the U.S. Senator from California. He's a recipient of an Earhart Foundation research grant, a former Fulbright Fellow. He was a member and chairman for part of his term on the U.S. Commission on Civil Rights. He's married to a lovely wife, Susan McCall, and she is a professional librarian. He has two children, as I understand they're both Princeton graduates, and now pursuing professional careers. His scholarly interests are many, but include classical political theory, Montesquieu, the American founding, and Harriet Beecher Stowe. He's the author of many articles and the editor of two Liberty Fund volumes, the works of Fisher Ames and George Washington, A Collection. He's a frequent public speaker and an ISI lecturer. I looked around the room tonight to see if anybody might have attended more Liberty Fund functions, and I pulled the database up and found out that he's appeared in 83 Liberty Fund conferences, and in 1993 was also an adjunct program officer. Bill, why don't you come tell us about why Liberty?